Hey guys, so in my last episode I talked at length about how when you work in small markets, sometimes your front offices can be small. At times when I was with the Revolution, there were six of us, but most of the time there was five of us, including myself. And this is one of the things that took me a very long time to realize while I was there. But when you work in those types of environments and there's so much interpersonal communication that goes on because the group is so small, oftentimes the lines between having a professional environment and having a family, more of a family environment, can be blurred. And when this happens, usually adversity arises and you'll have feuds that are going around the office. And I found after a while one of the best ways to deal with those types of situations is just be a positive person every day. If you can, be the first one in the office, and when people come in, greet them, say good morning, ask them how their family is, how was their breakfast it was this morning, you know, how their dog is doing, whatever you feel is best when dealing with that person directly, to show that you care about them as a person and not just as a coworker. And more importantly, during these times, you try your best to be the person that everybody comes to for a laugh. Be a person that they know they can make fun of. Like with me, with my disability, there are some funny aspects of my life that are just a part of it because I'm disabled. And I allow my friends and my coworkers to make fun of me because of it. One of those aspects that I just have to deal with is the fact that I have a startle reflex, a very strong startle reflex. Even if I know you're there and you touch me on the shoulder, I will jump out of my chair, well, not completely out of my chair, but up in the air, and oftentimes you'll get a pretty good laugh out of it. And so, there were a few times this year where my coworker and I, John Navarez, who's our assistant general manager, we were out doing work the first time this happened. We were out dropping tickets off or ticket vouchers at all the local elementary school to get as many kids there as we could, because from a ticket sales standpoint, and I'll elaborate on this more in my next episode, oftentimes we will go to these schools and drop off tickets in the hope that the kid will go home excited and tell their parents, and the parents will bring them, but then the parents will also have to pay for tickets. So the kids are the only ones getting in free, and the parents have to pay for tickets. Anyway, so we were off dropping off tickets at all the local elementary schools, and we made a pit stop at one of our sponsors on the way back from the school trip. And I was in the car, and John was outside the car talking to our sponsor, and I was on my phone. I wasn't paying attention what was going on outside the car, because I was just waiting for John to come back. And John decided to sneak around to the passenger side of the car where I was sitting and pound his, like, hit the window really hard. And of course, it startled me, and I reacted and jumped super high. Not only did I jump, but I threw my phone up in the air. And it was just a great moment. We both were laughing for 15 minutes straight afterwards. John almost had to pull over. He was laughing so hard. But it's moments like that that really lighten the mood for people, and it makes it easier to deal with some of the more negative things that can go on when those lines between being professional and being a family can get blurred. Another instance, again, with John and I was working on a story for our website in my office in the back of the our office building, and John snuck up on me from behind and tapped me on the shoulder as I was doing the story, and I jumped super high, and he got it on Snapchat, and to this day we both look back at it and laugh. But like, there's no book on how to deal with these situations. Again, this is just what I do, and hopefully some of it can work for you in the future if you're ever working in a work environment that's similar. The other thing that I stress to people who are looking to work in these types of environments is try to keep your negative thoughts to yourself. Just realize that everyone in the office is working their hardest to do what's in the best interest of the team. And as part of the team, you have to be able to make concessions and make compromises. Especially when you're an intern, I caution you not to voice your opinions, because at the end of the day, in spite of what I said in my previous episode about how you'll be given a number of responsibilities in different areas, you're still an intern. You're not in a leadership position, so it's best to just keep those things to yourself so that you don't add to the already adverse situations that can be going on. And then when you leave the office and you're going home and doing stuff outside of the work environment, my advice is try and find the things that make you happy, that make you not think about whatever negative stuff might be going on at work. For example, for me, while I was down there, I really enjoyed eating's good. I was living in an environment where there were a lot of restaurants near my apartment, interesting restaurants, so I enjoyed going and trying all the new restaurants that were around me, especially because I'm not from Texas. And if you've ever been to Texas and had Texas barbecue, you understand what I'm saying. Another thing that I did a lot of when I wasn't working was, you know, just relaxing and enjoying the family members that I had with me while I was down there, you know, watching Netflix and hanging out and reminiscing about things that we did when we were younger together as a family. If you have a dog or some sort of pet, you know, take your pet for a walk. You know, try to find things that take your mind off of what can go on during the day. Because if you don't and you allow it to eat at you, it can be very, very overwhelming. Working in small markets is great for the experience, because you get to do a lot of different things. But it's also, it's not easy. It's very, very stressful, because there just isn't a lot of people to spread the workload around. So there will be moments while you're at work where you really are down. And the best way to deal with it is do your best to be positive and do things at home to take your mind off of the negativity. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. My next episode will be about how to prepare yourself in the off season to have a successful season when it comes to ticket sales, corporate sponsorships, how to improve attendance, and what you need to do from a PR standpoint to ensure that you're maintaining your relationships with your partners and your sponsors, because that's a very important aspect of being successful in small markets. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.